Hi, am I speaking with David?
Speaking.
Hi, David. This is Nadine with Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Nadine. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. So we had an appointment scheduled so that I can kind of go over with you in regards to the Google Guaranteed program.
Yeah.
So let's take a look here. And roofing is your specialty, I see, is your industry?
Well,
roofing contractor?
So roofing and masons, we do a lot of both. Almost.
Okay. Okay. You do. I thought I saw that too, like on the website, that there was masonry work that was done. I'm going to take a look to see if there's, I know for sure that we have the roofing category that is available for that industry. I'm just going to take a look at to see if there is for masonry. But are you familiar with Google Guaranteed? Have you ever seen it before?
I've seen the badge and stuff, yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, do you know anything about it at all?
I spoke to someone, they kind of explained it to me as a pay per lead.
A little bit.
Which is kind of,
yes.
Which is kind of what I was doing with Yelp and with Thumbtack.
Okay. So these leads are very different. Okay. They call them leads, but David, they're leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call and you're not sharing with anyone. They're only being sent to you. Okay.
Got it.
So that's what Google Guaranteed is. However, for Google Guaranteed, there's certain requirements. Okay. So they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which we can help you get those reviews. Okay.
Okay.
I could have the team create you like a QR code or a tiny URL to generate, 5 reviews, right? It could be anyone that you've done work for. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have to comment on it, leave you 5 stars and that's good.
Okay.
They're going to run a background check. Do you have any felonies?
None.
Okay. Perfect. And then for your industry, so I was looking up, we're going to talk about the roofer first, okay?
Yeah.
For the roofing one, do you carry either the unlimited or the limited roofer license?
The unlimited.
The unlimited. Okay, yeah. Perfect. For the state of Illinois. And then your insurance, is it at least $250,000 life I'm all life insurance. General liability, I mean.
It's up to $2 million. I pay a good premium.
Perfect. I know, whenever I find that there's a certain requirement amount, everybody always has more than what that is. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
$2 million, yeah.
Awesome. So then you meet the qualifications. So basically with Google Guaranteed, there's a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, and I say that because if a felony came up, they will not qualify you. You'll be disqualified, and they won't give you the money back, okay?
Got it.
Now, it takes, because we'll send you the application, you fill it out, upload your documents, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Google uses 2 different companies to do the background. Now, it's either going to be a company called Pinkerton or one called Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we'll notify you because it's in real time and we need you to respond within 24 hours to the background check. Okay? Now, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but I will tell you this. Depending on how quick you fill out the application and you respond to the background check, I've seen some people get approved within 2 to 3 weeks. But I still give you that timeline, okay, just because I prefer to, be safe.
Of course.
Once you get approved, okay, we will follow up to let you know you've been approved and that the leads will be activated within 3 days. Okay? Now, to activate the leads, it's going to be $768.
Okay.
This will give you up to 13 leads in a month.
Okay.
Each lead is running you $58.67. So it's like you got that budget of the $768, and when the call comes through, it'll deduct the $58.67. The kicker on it, okay, a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing, meaning you gave an estimate over the phone, or you set an appointment to give an estimate. That is a qualified lead. If someone called you outside of your services and you don't accept it, unqualified. They credit it back. If they called you outside of your service area, if they're solicitating you or they're seeing if you're hiring, unqualified leads, they will credit it back. Okay?
Got it.
Now, Google has a special system set up. You get a tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, and all the calls are recorded. Okay. So any time when like the call comes in, you'll know it's coming from that program because you'll hear it, see incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with the prospect.
Okay.
Now, let's say you got one lead in a month, which I've never seen that happen. Okay.
Right.
What is left over in your budget rolls over to the next month, which means the next month you're not going to be paying. Okay. The $768 again, what you're paying is the $5867 for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Make sense?
Okay.
If you need to go on, if let's say you're going on vacation or you just need the lead shut off for a few days because you're super bombarded. You call us and say shut them off and we shut them off. We don't turn the leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. And if when you turned them off, you would only receive two leads. When you call back to turn them back on, it'll pick up where it left off. It's an excellent program and you qualify for it. And I'll tell you, I feel it's one of Google's better products.
Yeah.
You have more control.
You know, it makes sense. I've gone through a lot of marketing agencies and I've learned my lessons and it sounds like a good idea. And we take the time to do things right. So that's why we have a lot of great reviews.
I see that. I see that, you know, and let me tell you, we got to get those reviews on Google because that, imagine this, someone sees those reviews on Google from someone who's never used your services, David. They read that one review, you're going to open up more new doors to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are, okay? The masonry, okay, the only thing with the masonry, right, is there's one specific category for the masonry, and it's under the landscaper. The problem is that it's, you got to be able to do some of the other ones. And I know you don't do anything with landscape. So it's not anything specific to just the masonry work. So I don't really see a category fit for you for the masonry.
There's no category for tuck pointing and brick?
Let me tell you what is on the roofing. Okay, and then maybe that might clarify a little bit more. Let me go here. Let me just pull it up. Yeah, because one thing about that is that some of the categories are not open for every industry and every location. So under roofing, there's roof inspection, roof installation, roof repair, attic venting, gutter installation, gutter repair, skylight repair and installation, storm, wind damage, and roof repair. That's what's under that. I don't see anything for tuck point.
Got it. Okay.
So what do you think?
Because one of the biggest things that I wanted to aim for, you know, because we do a lot of, in Chicago especially, we work a lot in Chicago, we do a lot of pointing. There's a lot of old, you know, older 100-year-old masonry buildings that we work on, so we do a lot of brick repair and stuff like that.
Yeah, I saw that.
I wanted to kind of also, you know, I think that's where the money is as well, you know, so I just wanted to kind of aim towards that.
I can tell you this, because see, the only thing like with stone and masonry, when I'm looking at it, it's the only one it falls under is the landscaper. And for me, the landscaper, that kind of stone and masonry isn't the one that you do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm trying to think. Let me see.
Maybe I could do some like sub ads or something for tuck pointing and stuff like that. I don't know.
Yeah, you could. I mean, so right now what you have is the Google local listing and the Facebook. So I know that we can definitely run those particular keywords for those you know, for those products. Google guaranteed is strictly going to be for the roofing, unfortunately, at this time. But I think it's still a good option for you.
Of course. Do you guys have because I do a lot of shingle, but do you guys have a way to target flat roofing more than anything, or is it just
we're still optimizing that profile, right? So we're still going to use those certain keywords, right? Now,
I got it.
Is it going to prevent someone from calling you that has a shingle roof, you know, even though you would rather have flat.
Yeah.
It's not. You know what I mean?
I understand.
We're still optimizing that profile and all. So yeah, the only thing you would be paying today is just the $250 application fee. I send you the application. You fill it out. I'll schedule a client interview for you. It's like a 30-minute interview. They just kind of go over any additional questions or details that we need to go over with you, our technician. Look over your application, make sure there's nothing else that we need, and we're pushing it through to Google to get it approved.
Yeah, so
it's a pretty easy process, okay?
Yeah,
so let me do this. All right. So now, David, are we going to charge the same card that's on – is that the same card that we're going to use, the one that's on file? It's a Visa, but it masks all of it and only shows me it ends with 4495.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the business.
Okay. Right, okay. In the meantime, I'm going to be doing this. I want to kind of go over some notes for my technician just so that way they are knowing where to start from. Now, sending you the application today – when do you think you might have it completed?
I can have it completed by the end of the week or next couple of days, yeah.
Okay, so like at least by the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let me do this then. Okay. I know that she was talking to you too about the Google Ads. How did you feel about those?
Yeah, I mean, and maybe through Google Ads, I could target subpointing more a little bit, right? I don't know.
Yeah, you can. With a Google Ads, you could definitely, because it allows you even more multiple keywords and search terms with the Google Ads. Yeah. So let me see here. And even if you don't do it now, I mean, I know Catherine talked to you about it. It's always something that you can add in later if you wanted. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Did she kind of go over with you what the minimum cost is, what they'll kind of recommend for you?
Yeah, yeah. $300. I just, because I'm not seeing, honestly, the Facebook leads, I'm not really seeing much with Facebook. Obviously, okay. I have to optimize more, but I'd rather go through Google. Because, I like I said, I got Thumbtack and I got referrals and all that, so I don't think Facebook is probably the best place for me. So I'd rather use that to me.
Okay. Yeah, because I can have Catherine give you a call regarding that if you want, you know, if and when you want to switch over to the Google Ads, you know, and just not do the Facebook ads. You know what I mean?
That would be better for me, yeah, I think.
Okay. When did you want me to have her call you regarding that?
Whenever you get
Okay. Let me take a look here. Let's see. Minimum monthly budget is $768. And then the cost per lead. Let me send you the email on that too real quick while we're on the phone.
Okay.
So you've been in the roofing industry for a while, huh?
Well, my father started in the 90s. I'm about to turn 30 this year, so
You're a baby. You're like... I mean that in a nice way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean it in a nice way.
I feel like an old man though. I feel like in this industry, I feel like I've been alive for like 60 years already. So.
Hey, it's a tough job, right? It's not easy. Yeah. It's not easy. I see some of the guys when I'm driving and I see them on the roof and I'm like, oh my God, those poor things. And it's like, I mean, the hot sun, you know, and the hot car and all that. I'm just like, I don't know how you guys do it. Drink a lot of water. Don't drink soda.
Oh, yeah. I try to stay healthy. We're a different generation now, but I'm getting to my 30s, so I got to get it together. You know, so.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Let me see here. Let me just message Catherine real quick. And then let's take a look. Okay. Yeah, Catherine says once I'm done that she can call you. She's like, finish up what you got to do with him and I can give him a call. just to kind of reiterate all that with you. Okay. So let me send you this first, David. I'm going to send you this email just giving you a recap of Google Guaranteed and everything that we discussed about it, and I'll put with the with all that other goodies that comes along with it, right?
Got it.
And I'll put in the notes. I'll let her know that you're going to want, and just remind her. I'll let her know too, but that you want to switch the Facebook ads.
Yes.
So to switch them to the Google ads. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll probably end up putting more, you know, more money into Google. I think I probably get more leads through there. Start generating reviews.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing. So with the Google Guaranteed too, right? Yeah. We'll let you know as well if you qualify for what they call max bidding. Max bidding means, David, like let's say you want to pay double or triple the lead cost to get closer to the top. Google will let us know that. Sometimes in the industry you might have to a couple of times, but it all depends, right? Now 13 leads is just a minimum, but you could always say, you know what, I want 20 leads this month, or I want 40. Yeah. You could change that at any time. The monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Okay? So know that you have that option. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me send you out this email. I'll get you through this process pretty quickly. I'm sure you're probably tired. You probably had a long day.
No,
so your dad taught you the industry, huh?
Yeah. I learned it from him.
That's awesome. That's so awesome to like have a legacy like that, you know?
Yeah. It was difficult. I mean, he still has his business running. He's in the
yeah.
season, but we just, we bump heads, you know. but we're all right. Yeah, we're all right.
I think it's something with the parents and the kids, because I do with my girls too. My daughters are like, you don't understand. I'm like, no, I just have this gray hair for no reason, right? Like, for no reason. I have this gray hair, and they just like, and my husband, of course, you know, he understands everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm just like, you guys are all crazy.
Well, you're in an industry where I'm sure you got to keep up with the times, you know, like marketing and everything. So I'm sure
let me tell you my hardest part of my job. Okay.
Yeah.
One is speaking with business owners that refer back, and I'm going to tell you my age too, when the Yellow Pages was around. Okay.
Oh, wow.
They're used to, you know, marketing that way, and to try to convince them, like, listen, times are changing. No one picks up the Yellow Page book to find a business, okay?
Yeah,
what they want a company, a service that they need, they're going directly online. If you're not on there, you're missing the train, you know?
Yep.
And that's the hardest part of my job, you know?
I would assume that most business owners are older, you know, there's not a lot of younger. I mean, I'm sure there is, but in this industry, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of older cats, I will say. I don't get my lingo, right? There's a lot of older ones, you know, in the industry, right? That, you know, it's really tough, you know, and they don't have a whole lot of people to help them. I mean, they're like, listen, I could barely handle the phone.
Right. Yeah. And they're super skeptical. Everybody's super skeptical nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, especially the ones that have been burned, you know?
Yeah.
And they've been told, oh, you don't have to do anything. And when you tell them, well, no, I need you to do the video verification, they're like, what? And then they're like, you know, they told me I didn't have to do anything. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so sorry that company lied to you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so sad when you hear that. It's like, it's heartbreaking because it's like, these guys put out a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, I know. I got burnt by Scorpion Marketing.
Oh, my God. I did see some notes in there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it was partially my fault as well, because I was also I wasn't aware. They're a big company, but they work a lot with law firms. I didn't do my research, you know, but I learned my lesson. I learned a lot of things, so.
Oh, man. I know I had one guy say, well, you know, you learn, you live and you learn. And I'm like, yeah, but that's still your money. And it kind of hurts, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's the industry. Well, no, it's not. Like, that's still not cool, you know?
Right.
Especially when you work so hard, you know what I mean? And it's just like, it's so heartbreaking when you hear those stories. But, you know,
Yeah,
everything's
no,
everything will work out eventually one day, right?
Yeah. We're all going towards the same place anyway, so we'll be
I've had some guys say, oh, well, I don't care. You know, it's not a lot of money to lose. I'm like, it's a lot of money when it's money that you're working hard for. How can you say it's not a lot of money? Like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's,
don't
yeah, of course.
Don't just say
true.
It's not, you know?
But you
that's
gotta keep
like,
a positive
it's
attitude.
Money. Yeah.
You got to keep a positive attitude in business.
Yeah, because, I mean, in this day and age, sometimes it's just going to happen, right? But
yes. Yeah.
Okay, and then let me do this here. Okay, I'm just kind of setting up some notes here for you. How does your schedule look for Monday for your client interview? Like, what time would work best for you? You're open to any time?
Yeah, anytime I'll make it work, yeah.
Okay, so you're obviously 2 hours ahead of us. So do you prefer something morning, midday, late afternoon?
The closer to noonish would be great.
Okay, so closer to 12. Yes. I can actually get you. Okay, so I have an 11, 11:30, whatever time I'm giving you is your time. 11, 11:30. 11:30? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me put you for the 11:30 real quick before someone snags it. And it's just like a 30-minute interview. We'll send you a reminder an hour before just to let you know it's coming up in the next hour.
Okay.
Okay. No, I said 11:30. There we go. Perfect. Okay. And then this is going to be onboarding. And this is always the best number to reach you at, right, David?
Yes. Yes.
How do you pronounce your last name? Villado?
Villado. Villado.
Okay. Spanish?
Yeah, it's Mexican. Well, yeah, well, there's a lot of Filipinos that have the same last name, but it's
really
Mexican, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Is your dad from Mexico or from here?
Yeah, from Mexico. Both my parents.
Really? What part?
My dad's from Sonora and my mom's from Jalisco.
No way. Oh, wow. Okay. Do you speak Spanish too? I'm bilingual.
I do speak
oh,
Spanish.
Oh, good for
yeah.
you. Good for you. That's so amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause when I saw your last name, I'm like, I wonder, you know?
Yeah. No. Yeah. 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 Definitely Mexican. Super Mexican. Super Mexican. I grew up a little bit in Chicago. So
there's a lot of Mexicanos in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
That I've noticed.
Yeah. I grew up in a little village, so it's a very, like, predominantly, like, by Pilsen, little village, Chicago. Not
really?
Part of the city. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, let's see here. All right, so I'm just going to go over some questions with you. Mm-hmm. This one does not pertain to you. Okay, I'm going to ask Catherine to also create you that tiny little URL so we can get you those 5 reviews, okay? So we need you to get those. Client has existing 5 Google reviews. No, but current.
It doesn't matter if they're like, do they have to be spaced apart or they could be in the same day? Or, I don't know.
No, they could be the same day. It doesn't matter. Yeah. If number 12 is no, he is a current client. Okay. If client is willing to provide the following items to complete background check, third party, yes. Okay. Yes, you have a social. Now, when you're doing the background check, they're going to either ask you for your driver's license, your identification card, or your passport. You have either one of those, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just because one of them might say we need a front and back copy of your driver's license or your passport or your ID because they want to identify that it is you that they're doing the background check on. The other one might ask you to put your username or to put your name, your birth date, your social, because they're identifying that it's you, okay?
Okay.
So, as a reminder, the company will either be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we will notify you. Okay,
okay.
Client has a specific industry license certification, and you have an EIN, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to say, what is the license certification? You said it was the, let me go back here.
Unlimited.
It's the unlimited, so the Illinois State Unlimited Roofing License.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just put that in here. Illinois. How's the weather right now?
It's getting warmer, man. It's starting to rain over here. Yeah.
Oh, man, I know. We got rain over here in California right now. Well, it's gloomy, but it's supposed to rain this weekend. I'm like, oh, come on.
I love
bring out the sunshine. Have you been out here?
Yes, to Laguna Beach in San Diego.
Okay, so Laguna Beach is in Orange County. Our company is in Orange County. We're in Fountain Valley.
Oh, is it?
So we're like literally 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I love California. My dad grew up in California. So.
Oh, really? What part?
I got to ask him. I forgot. He went to high school over there. I forgot what high school he went to when he was younger.
Do you know what city he was in or...
I'm sure he stayed closer to San Diego, closer to the border, but I'm not.
Okay. Yeah. So then if he was closer to the border, then it would be San Diego, probably around in that area, San Clemente, San Diego.
I think
there's a couple of cities.
Yeah.
Chula Vista is another one.
But I think so. I'd have to ask him. I forgot.
Yeah. That'd be interesting just to find out. Huh? Okay. All right. And then let me go here. Let me just do this, and then you're going to get a receipt for this. Now, remember, we don't activate the leads until you've been approved, and then we'll follow up with you to let you know you've been approved, and that we'll be activating them within 3 days. Unless, like, let's say something came up, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I need to wait. Like, you guys got to give me a few more days. Just let the team know. You know what I mean? I'm going to email you and text you the application. Okay?
Okay.
Now, David, when you're filling out the application, all right, it's going to ask you, do you have employees? Okay? If you put that you have employees, they're going to want to do the background check on them. Okay?
Okay.
And if you're not sure if that employee is going to pass the background check, it can disqualify you. So I recommend the only one that should be running the background check on is the one that's actually face-to-face with the clients. Right?
Yeah.
You're the only
one,
I think, pretty much that does the bidding, talks to them about the pricing, collects payment, right? It's not anyone else doing that on your behalf?
No.
So keep it to you. Put zero when it comes to that. Make sure that you put everything correctly, exactly. It's got to match your name, your business name, all of that, that matches on your papeleo too. Okay?
Got it.
It's going to ask you what your minimum monthly budget is, and that's where I'm going to put on that application that I'm emailing you, and it's on the email that I sent to you previously. It'll show the 768, okay? Let me go here. And so it's still going to be the 877 number that you'll call. Like if you have any updates, changes, questions, concerns regarding the Google Guaranteed, you would just say, hey, listen, I need to talk to someone about my Google Guaranteed, right? I need to make a change or what have you. Okay. And they'll get you to the right department. Let me send you this application real quick and then I'll email it to you. And then on Monday, we're going to call you at 11:30. If I'm not on a call or in another meeting, and that's 11:30 your time, if I'm not in a call or on another call or in a meeting, I'll be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, they're not going to wait for me. They're going to call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
And we're almost done. And then I'm going to let Catherine know. Okay. Hi, David. Please fill out and submit. Okay, so there goes that one. And then I'm going to send you the application through here. And then that's pretty much it. Okay? Did you have any other questions for me?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, I'm super excited for you. Congratulations. Welcome to our local Splash family for the Google Guaranteed. And then if you have any questions, you know what, David, let me text you my number just in case if there's something on the application you're not sure how to answer. You are always welcome to reach out to me. Once the application is submitted, pretty much the team takes over, but you can still call me, you know. I just can't make changes to it or anything. So let me I just sent you my text with my name, number, and extension. Make sure you got it, okay?
Got it, yes. Got it.
Awesome.
Yeah, I received it. Okay.
All right. So just give Catherine a few minutes. I'll let her know to call you. Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. You are so welcome. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.